from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my ball. I can't find my ball.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah! Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, I will start things off with a nomination. Two spring commitments. The Emerald Coast. Georgia Dog. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Everybody that I got to meet or get to see again. The restaurants. The beach. The pool. The bar. Everything about it. The golf tournament. Outstanding. Patton, give spring commitments a gigantic 2,500-pound bull, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
These little video clips, you ever watch them? I like weird, not weird, but something you would be surprised. One of my favorite little clips on Facebook, and I don't go to Facebook for anything other than those little clips. I guess I could get them on YouTube. There's a one called Rufus the Bull. And it's this guy that's got this bull. It's about 2,300 pounds. And this bull is, I mean, I think the bull's back is about close to 6 feet. 5'10", 6 feet, somewhere in there. And they have some videos of when it was a baby growing up. This thing now is massive, and he's always out there, and he's very careful. Obviously, something that size can... one wrong move and you're dead, right? But he's always out there with the bull, feeding it, talking about it. When it's in a bad mood, he'll film it. He'll take his four-wheeler out there and the bull will chase him and stuff. Now, that could be, again, that could be really dangerous, but I love those videos. Rufus. That's what made me think about adding in Balls of Steel there, just the 2,500. I don't think he's quite 2,500 pounds. He's about 2,300. Which is massive. Absolutely massive. But yes, commitment, spring commitments was absolutely outstanding. Yeah, outstanding. Steven says, Bill, I love Jacksonville. I love going down there, even though it's not neutral. I love getting down there and going to St. Simon's or Pontevedra. Stopping at the Dairy Lane in Sandersville for a chili dog and a milkshake on the way, seeing the painted old barn sign on the way home after a victory, Bill. No, I can imagine. I have not ever been to the cocktail party. I don't know that I'll get to go. That any of those weeks are hard for me. I need to be watching all the games. It'd be cool to go to, but it would wipe out a weekend. It would wipe out a Saturday for me, and I can't have that. But it would be pretty cool someday to go. Johnny Vegas has a nomination. Balls of Steel to college baseball, producing a positive revenue stream. He said right now he is 179.55, which is 76%. He is up $1,000 for that patent, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Georgia Dog, Balls of Steel to the Auburn Girl. Her mimosa party lasted from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., 6 hours with a Norse warning from the HOA. The ladies rock. Yeah, if your wife comes to you on commitments, comes with you on commitments, and guys are sitting around talking about football things and things they might not want to get into, certainly not like the guys. The Auburn Girl, which is Georgia Dog's wife, has a mimosa party. Breakfast, well, or late morning, mimosa party. Which mimosa is champagne and orange juice, right? So they have a good time. Yeah, they have a very good time. So, to the Auburn Girl and everybody down there, Patton, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Jim and Jupiter, Balls of Steel to the LSU student who told the protesters that Hamas had zero national titles and zero SEC titles. That was pretty funny. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Hoptown Boy, Bill, Balls of Steel to Kentucky baseball after hitting a pothole against Tennessee and South Carolina last couple of weeks. They bounced back and took the series against Tyson Chicken to remain in the lead in the SEC Baseball Conference there, Bill. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I like where he added the conference several times because that's just what we do here. How many of you know the background on that? And we lost that audio clip. We do need, I tell you what we need. We need another audio clip, and not today, but we need to work on this. And here's what I need. I need you to voice it. Because that's what I want. I want it to be a collage of some of the folks in this audience. I need a couple of things. And again, down the road, we'll do it this summer. Or sometime. I need home run hire, great recruiter. Patton, we lost that one, right? I believe.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. I need that one. We can redo that one. Yeah, just need your voice. Call in and just lay it down. Won't take a second. And then I need SEC Conference. And I need a lot of different voices on that. Back about 17, 18 years ago, I believe early Sirius days. And that started in 04. I noticed that these conference coaches, these coaches would say, like in a press conference or something, particularly when they're having their opening, I just got hired, media presentation. And they would always say, well, not everybody, but some of them would say SEC Conference. The acronym stands for Southeastern Conference, right? Southeastern Conference. But they'd say SEC Conference, the SEC Conference. So we would take these coaches and we would pull these clips and then play it just to be silly, and it turned into a thing. And people stopped me about it. Bill, I don't know why it's funny, but it's funny. Not sure why somebody saying SEC Conference is funny, but it is funny. And we had a collage of it. So we're going to have to go get another one of those too. You know how when you see an anthill and they're all happy and they're working and then the anthill gets knocked down and they all scramble and they have to rebuild it and everything? That's where we are with some of these clips. Our anthill got demolitioned. We're going to have to rebuild a couple of them. Home run hire, great recruiter, and SEC conference. And Hoptown Boy said, Bill, we took the series against those Tyson Chicken folks to remain in the lead in the SEC Baseball Conference. I do ask, why is that funny? It just is. I sometimes you cannot explain it. It just is. That's what I have to say about it. Mike the Mad Dog, coming back. He's back from the Emerald Coast, back in Georgia. Bill, Balls of Steel to Wes Johnson, recording the most wins in his first year as any head coach in baseball Georgia history to Coach Johnson. Doing an outstanding job in year one. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
right, now let's think about this. Wes Johnson was the LSU baseball coach. That means he got to see Paul Skeens every day, who is as dominant a college pitcher as you could possibly be. Let me repeat that. Paul Skeens is as dominant as you could possibly imagine being as a college pitcher. And he had the rest of that staff at times had struggles last year, but they worked it out. That also means that he got to see every day Dylan Crews. Now, again, he's the pitching coach, but playing games, you're going to see Dylan Crews, who flirted and was over 500 for a decent chunk of that season. A phenomenal at-the-plate player. Here's my question for Wes Johnson. Did he have any idea or know much about Charlie Condon before he got there? Now, Charlie Condon's first year to play was a year ago, and he had a very good year. His first year after redshirting was a very good year. Could you project him where he's at now, though, at the time? My question is, you just saw Skeens every day. You just had on the same team, Dylan Crews, who went number 2 in the draft. 1 and 2. He every day got to see number 1 and 2 in the draft. Now he's got a team that could have, it's either him or Cags, right? Number 1 pick in the draft. There's a shortstop, I think, out west, too, they're talking about. But the question is, when did he notice that Charlie Condon wasn't just pretty good, he was special? Maybe, and I'm sure somebody's asked him the question. I don't get to hear him for his press conferences or any of that. I don't hear him. But that'd be a really good – I'd like to hear the answer to that. He may say, I knew going in this kid was potentially special, and now he is. But that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. South Pacific Sooner. Bill. Balls of Steel to the Sooner baseball team sweeping – the Aggies over the weekend and remain first in the conference. Now, who did Oklahoma play? I'm getting confused here. Anyways, remain first in the conference, heading to the Southeastern Conference. Sooner baseball, Patton, give them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
They deserve it. No Kev in Chicago. Bill, my brother, lived in Montgomery for 30-plus years. He said it was about 60-40 Bama. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. We'll get a break. Get your nominations in there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We got some problems out here. Listen up so you don't get stuck in traffic. I'm looking at a wreck over here being cleared on 65 North at Old Hickory Boulevard in Brentwood. And further on down around Moore's Lane, they're trying to clear one. That's slowing down traffic now from Franklin into Brentwood on 65 going northbound up through this stretch of Williamson County. What a mess out there on I-40 going eastbound through Kingston Springs as they clean up that serious crash that happened earlier out there in Bellevue on I-40. It was in the westbound lanes at mile marker 193, but again, it's backed it up into Kingston Springs in the eastbound lanes. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on the menu. Check it out, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
See, I'm the only guy that talks numbers. I love this. Nobody else will even talk about it. It's like a crazy aunt in the basement. Everybody knows she's there, but nobody talks about it.
Oklahoma played Texas Tech. Okay. Gotcha. I understand. South Pacific Sooner cleared that up. Ags and Strohs down on the lovely Texas Gulf Coast. Bill Bowles of Steel to the Aggies men's and women's tennis teams, making the Sweet 16 in the NCAA championship tourney. Gig 'em, Bill. Patton, Bowles of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Kirkland and Macon, Georgia. Billy, Balls of Steel to Georgia baseball, taking Vandy to the woodshed over the weekend. Hashtag go dogs, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Patton, I don't know if you knew this. Clay says, here in Nashville, and Clay's a Vanderbilt aficionado, Charlie Condon's mom is a Vandy grad. Did you know that?
Had no idea. Didn't take it easy on us this weekend, Bill.
I did not know that either. But Charlie Condon was a walk-on, right? At Georgia. From walk-on to potential one or two in the draft. I mean, nobody was chasing Charlie Condon. Think if Vanderbilt would have approached him, or Tennessee would have approached him, or who up Clemson, Florida State, Georgia Tech. But nonetheless, It's a fantastic story. I mean, an absolutely wonderful story, and dude's living up to it. No, Kev said, Bill, my brother lived in Montgomery. And he said it was about 60-40. We were talking about that earlier. 60-40 Alabama fans. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, is Florida baseball going to get to the postseason? They needed to win that Tennessee series. And, again, they won game two, and they were up early, like 2-0, maybe 3-0. And then Tennessee scored, I don't know how many runs. What was the final score? It was 15, 16, 17 to 3. Scored 11 runs in one inning. Tennessee's bats are just absolutely wicked. They're just off the chart wicked all the time. L-Dog, Peachtree City, and L-Dog, just to confirm, man, I did get your package. I got the Charlie Condon hoodie. Appreciate that, sir, very much. I will wear that proudly. Yes. And I got the Banana Slug shirt from Johnny Vegas down there. Johnny Vegas gave us a ride home from the restaurant, AJ's, in his truck, which is called the Vitamin C. I believe that's the name of his boat. And I'll just plug it. Johnny Vegas has a service where he'll take you out there. And he's busy this time of year, all the way through the summer until the fall. He's very, very busy. It's called the Vitamin C. Anyways, he took us home in his truck. Back to the hotel. That was nice. L-Dog, Bill, this was an article quoting Wes Johnson on Condon, and this is from Griff, from Mike Griffith, who joins us every Tuesday, on Charlie Condon. Never seen anything like Georgia's baseball. Calm and casual, home run king. Now, I got to remember, he's with some superstars a year ago. Absolute superstar. And let me see if I can find it. Condon hit his 33rd home run in Sunday's 11-7 win over Vanderbilt. Second all-time in the history of the SEC to somebody named Brandon Larson, and it happened back in 1997. Yeah, 1997. Here's the quote. I've never seen anything like it on the field, and I've been around some special players. I've never seen anybody handle it off the field as gracefully as he has this year. What he's done is just unbelievable. I haven't seen anything like it. He says, and this is Condon, my parents have always been a really good voice of reason for me. They are people I obviously stay in touch with all the time. And again, apparently, Condon's mom is a Vandy grad. Apparently. According to Clay, and Clay knows this stuff. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, Alex the bartender at Four Points, yeah, I've met Alex the last couple of years, good dude, is a big Oregon fan. He told me about that. He was talking to me about Oregon. He said, excellent service, and he turns a blind eye to us bringing our own bourbon. Oh, yeah, he does listen to the show. Huge shout out. And, Pat, give him a Balls of Steel at the pool bar. Alex, the Oregon fan, give him a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That is true. He's a good dude, man. Very good dude. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Balls of Steel to Mystic Dan winning one of the closest Kentucky derbies in history. Side note, the winning time was 2 minutes and 3.4 seconds. Secretariat would have smoked them all with this Kentucky Derby time of 1 minute, 54.4 seconds, a record that still stands. It is amazing. To Mystic Dan for winning the Derby there, Patton, Balls of Steel. And deservedly so. I got a note from Jeff, too. And Jeff, I've got it right here. It said, hey, Bill, I hit two of the three horses in a trifecta pick on the Derby. Had I hit the third horse, my $1 bet would have paid out $1,118, Bill. So close. Wow, that would have been incredible. $1 pays out $1,100. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. No Kev said, Bill, Balls of Steel to the LSU pitching staff, struck out the Aggies 21 times in three games, set no balls to LSU pitching, gave up 14 runs in two innings. And he's talking about in game three. So first of all, overall, 39 strikeouts in three games for LSU's pitching staff. That's a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Then he said, no balls because in game three gave up 14 runs. Give them a no Balls of Steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
It's all right. They won the series. They won the series, and meaning LSU did. And Kentucky won the series over Arkansas. So, Tony Vols, Patton, I know it's going to be hard for you to do it. He's a Vanderbilt fan. If you check the standings this morning, the rankings, guess who's number one? Tony Vols is number one. That would be a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, Patton was a little hesitant. Did you hear that? A little hesitant on Tony Vols there.
I'm hey, having Patton, my own protest here this morning, Bill.
Hey, Patton, also, you're getting married in what? Is it a month
June
or
1st.
What? What's June 1st?
We are dangerously close.
So less than a month. Do yourself a favor. Now, is your wife a fan of a particular school?
She has went to Alabama for a couple years, Bill. So she's Crimson Tide.
That, you told me that. I remember you telling me that. Don't let her watch a Tennessee game with Tony Vols. She may leave you. Don't do it.
That was your first advice, I think, Bill, whenever I first started doing this show.
Yeah. Yeah, don't. He might be cocky. Yeah, he's very cocky, and he runs some people wrong, but the typical comment on Twitter from females who like another team, not Tennessee, will say, I don't like that guy. He's a Tennessee coach. He's hot, though. They always preface it. Yeah, I don't like that guy, but darn, he's hot. I'm getting mixed reviews. Jim and Jupiter and John down on the Emerald Coast says, Bill, yes, you do get CW on YouTube TV. Jordan, big Purdue fan up in West Lafayette, says, Bill, I do not get CW on YouTube in Indiana. Some of my friends in Chicago get it. Not sure why. Jordan in West Lafayette. I think I do get it. I haven't tried it, but I think I do. And if you're wondering, hey, Bill, why are you worried about CW TV? What does that possibly have to do with the show? Well, it's because Oregon State and Washington State have a TV deal. Either it's done or they're about to have it done, and it's going to involve home football games on CW and a couple on Fox. So I was wondering, do I naturally, because of my subscription, get CW? And I believe I do. Michael in Atlanta. Bill, working with Auburn fans, the two cities that are prominently Auburn are Columbus, Georgia, and Montgomery, Alabama. He said, go Dogs. Yeah, Columbus is right there on the border. That's a big Auburn town. And Montgomery, I'm still thinking Montgomery, though, is more Alabama, but it's closer. No fan up in Chicago said his brother, who lived there for about 30 years, says it's about 60-40 Alabama there. Mac and West Wilco up here in the 615. Bill, the key to college baseball is aluminum bats. Chicks dig the long ball, Bill. That comes from the question earlier posed, Bill, and that was from Taylor down in Fayetteville, Georgia. would you rather have in the College World Series a roster that was pitching-centric, meaning that was their dominant force, or hitting? And the historic answer has always been pitching trumps hitting, all things equal. Now, does that stand? Is that the rule of thumb in every game? No, but that is a general rule historically, and I think a very fair rule, meaning assessment of how things go. I think it's very fair. Yeah, very fair. I'll tell you what. I was talking to Blake a little bit yesterday during the game, and they're going for the sweep. Didn't get the sweep, but they won the series. They won the first two games of it. LSU needed that one. Absolutely. LSU seems to be maybe coming on some. You need to also remember that LSU, Baton Rouge, the box is arguably the college baseball capital of the world. Arguably. And that was a nice series win over a very hot, number one ranked A&M Aggie team, Bulls of Steel. They deserve it.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
I have not looked at the schedule for this weekend, other than you were telling me, guys, that Arkansas and A&M are about to square off, right? So something's got to give there. Yeah, Johnny Vegas has is a private sailing charter. And he does have his truck wrapped, called the Vitamin C. And I believe he's got the number on there. But so if you're heading down there, if you're going to be at the Emerald Coast, or you live down there and you want a tour, he's your guy. And there's lots of guys down there doing it, but they don't know me as well as Johnny Vegas does. 1 year, and I don't remember who it was, but we went down, and it was kind of a business trip. And we did the show from down there, and a fishing boat offered to take us out for free, just for the plug. And then keep all the food, take it to the restaurant. And I don't remember which restaurant it was. Might have been AJ's. I just don't remember. It might not have been. I don't know. And I was busy. I was in meetings, but Childers and Og, I believe it was Og on that trip, they went out there and had a blast. Caught a bunch of fish. Brought it back. It was incredible. I don't remember much more about it. I could not do it, but we took them up on the offer. And it was, you talk about fun, man. Yeah, that's so much fun. No, Kev says, Bill, I believe that 39K LSU number from the weekend is an SEC record for a series. There you have it. I did not know that. I was not aware of that. But that was a very good series. And maybe they're picking it up some. They have talent. That's not in question. Guess we'll ask Blake about it this weekend. Get another break here. If you have any nominations, post them. Balls of Steel or no Balls of Steel on this Monday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's been a struggle trying to get into Kingston Springs this morning on 40 eastbound. That's affected a lot of folks coming in from Dixon County on that earlier wreck there in Bellevue. Again, on 40 going eastbound through Kingston Springs, Pegram remains slow. Trying to finish up the paperwork on a couple of wrecks coming up through Williamson County, 65 north near OHB, and the other one near Moores Lane. Again, it's been pretty slow at times between Franklin and Brentwood on 65 going northbound. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check them out today. Order online. Prince's Hot Chicken. ESPN.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans trade for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. Two catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. One catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, one catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Yeah, about a week or two ago, I got a tweet from, and I forget who it was in the audience, was at a concert, and that Social Distortion song was being played. I believe it was a cover band. Said, Bill, take a look. And he was filming it. It tweeted it. It was actually pretty cool. I don't know who all it was, but it was pretty cool. Steven, down in Athens, Georgia, our favorite radiologist down there, said, Bill, balls of steel to the Diamond Dogs. They had not swept Vanderbilt since 03. We're going on 2 decades plus. He says to Wes Johnson, Charlie Condon, the Diamond Dogs 24 version, sweeping Vanderbilt Patton, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Let me describe Steven for you. Now, I haven't known him since his high school days or college days. Some of you do, though, in the audience because you said he quarterbacked our high school team. Steven, let me tell you how I would describe Steven in Athens. He is the guy at your high school who's a really good athlete and plays lots of sports. But he's also the guy at your high school that's incredibly good in the classroom. He's not just one-dimensional. He's really good in the classroom, too. He's also one of those guys, and again, I met Steven first about 6, 7, 8 years ago when he was in town for a medical convention, and he came by the Omni, or it might have been the Southern, where we were doing the show. And that's how I met him. So I'm just describing what I see in him. He's that guy at your high school that's really good in all the sports, not going to play college, but really good, excels at it, just seems to be good at it all. But also in the classroom, he's at the very top. He's very, very smart. And he went on to med school and is now a radiologist. And he was working on that. He was finishing that up or doing his internship, whatever it was, when I met him. But he's that guy. And he's also that guy that you can tell is very reasonable, very pragmatic, tends to make right decisions. He's that guy. You can just tell. He's just that guy. And everybody remembers him, right? Yeah, I'm sure he's still got a lot of friends from back through schooling and playing and all that, but he's a quarterback. The other day, there's a video of him on Facebook. He was doing the 1,000 Club. That's bench press, squat, and maybe, in his case, deadlift. Yeah. He's that guy. He just does everything well. Everything well. But yes, that they are deserved of that praise for sure. Jeff too said, Bill, I lived in Montgomery. I forgot that. I mean, I knew he lived in it, I just forgot. Said, I lived out in Montgomery actually twice, Bill, growing up. I agree, Alabama having the fan base edge, 60-40 is very fair. However, as I recall, the TV stations and Montgomery Advertiser always led their coverage with Auburn because Auburn was only 40 minutes away. I could see that. I used to stop in Montgomery. Jim Fife, the longtime Auburn play-by-play guy, who actually is from Paintsville, Kentucky, was a friend through the years. And I'd see him down at the SEC meetings or I'd see him at the football meetings. But I've pulled through Montgomery and talked to him. And Jim was a really good dude, man. Yeah, Jim was a very, very good dude. I believe he was, when he died, he was on, I think they were going, he and Tubbs were doing speaking engagements through Alabama somewhere when his, he'd had some health issues, but when his health deteriorated. Yeah, really, really. He was always a very good dude. Jim Fife. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I thought y'all said Caglione was automatic. How did this happen? Tennessee wins the game 16-3. Cags actually pitched well early. He was throwing a changeup that had him all messed up. Now, obviously, Cags is 6'6", 250, and he can throw high 90s. But there was a changeup that he was getting on the righties. He was catching the outside of the plate, and it was really messing them up. They finally chased him. And then once they got into the bullpen, they just teed off on him. Yeah, they just teed off on him. Tennessee is such a good hitting lineup. It's hard to keep things going. Now, they haven't played Arkansas, and they don't play him. They could see him in the SEC tournament, or they could see him in Omaha, but they don't play him regular season. Remember the last time they played regular season was in Knoxville? I believe it was in 21. And Tony Vitello, who was on the Arkansas staff previous, and Dave Van Horn got into it after the game. Remember that? It kind of got heated. They're buddies. No, they're friends, but it got heated, I believe, over recruiting some kid. And I don't remember. Whoever that kid was who was supposed to be good wasn't good. Don't remember who. It was somebody that was at Tennessee for a couple of years, and they tried, but he just never delivered. And last year was his last year. I think he transferred somewhere else, but it just never translated. All right, we'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
good point. It's been a struggle trying to get into Kingston Springs this morning on 40 eastbound. That's affected a lot of folks coming in from Dixon County on that earlier wreck there in Bellevue. Again, on 40 going eastbound through Kingston Springs, Pegram remains slow. Trying to finish up the paperwork on a couple of wrecks coming up through Williamson County, 65 north near OHP, and the other one near Moore's Lane. Again, it's been pretty slow at times between Franklin and Brentwood on 65 going northbound. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check them out today. Order online. PrincesHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Georgia Dog says, Balls of Steel, Patton, to Aliquippa Bob and also Tiger Mike, presenting Vaughn Broadnax a birthday cake during the Southern Gentlemen Sports Show on Saturday. I didn't know about that, but Vaughn was down there again. Good friend for many, many years. Vaughn Broadnax played for the Buckeyes back in the day. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Good guy, man. Kevin said, Bill, Cags refused to throw the fastball to Tennessee. Yeah, that lineup is so wicked. And again, you're talking about a lefty, which makes it even more difficult, whether you're a lefty or righty hitting it. More difficult if you're a lefty hitter, but wicked velo. I don't know if there's anybody in college baseball right now, again, right now, that's going to hurt Tennessee with Velo. Now, again, Paul Skeens is no longer around, but it's such a good hitting lineup. And I keep waiting. My favorite player going in was Robert Villeneuve, and he's not getting reps much anymore at all because he's not hitting. He's striking out a lot. Early on, he was hitting. They were starting him. He started, I'd say, the first 15, 20 games, and he's just struggling. I hope, I don't know what's going to happen. I hope he doesn't get frustrated and quit or transfer. In this environment, you never know. You know what I do love? I don't know that all of you agree with me. I love the college baseball transfer portal thing. Baseball, I just said it, yeah, college baseball. That is so much fun. Jeff 2 says, Bill, in my time in South Alabama, the prominent name in the local media for Auburn was a guy named Phil Paramore. Did you ever have any communication with him? I never met him or had an issue with him, although his Auburn homerness was evident in his delivery. I don't think I've even heard of him. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think I've heard of him. Now, was he a local media guy? I don't know, but I don't. That doesn't ring a bell. That doesn't mean that he wasn't a really good broadcaster. I just don't know him, and I definitely never talked to him. There's a couple of guys who's a longtime morning guy, and I don't know if he's still down there. I knew him down in Mobile, and I did. He had me on his show a couple times years ago, but I don't really know any. I'm sure I know somebody down there that I'm just not remembering, but that name that you throw out there, Jeff, I don't think I know him. I don't think I know him. I was going to pull up just to see here. Let me see if I can find this fast enough and not create a ton of dead air in the meantime. Let's see what we've got here. Friday baseball. Okay. Georgia, South Carolina. And again, I just picked Friday. Some of these series start on Thursdays. Georgia, South Carolina. Clemson and Wake. There's one for you. North Carolina, Louisville, Purdue was 31-17. Michigan, Purdue and Michigan. Georgia. Kentucky goes to Florida. Oh, this is the weekend Tennessee comes here. Tennessee comes to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt, and Tennessee's ranked number one. If you don't have tickets to that and try and get tickets to it, I was told the other day they go, now this isn't a football game, but tickets are going to run $250 to $300 to $400 bucks here in town. That's what I was told. LSU and Alabama in T-Town play. Let me see if anything else. Missouri and Auburn at Mizzou. East Carolina, ranked fifth, plays at Tulane. A&M goes to Ole Miss. Here's another one for you. And let me call this one out. How about UCLA, Oregon State? Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I just check because I haven't looked down the road yet at all. Just saying. That's going to wrap it up. Not going to have any more time for nominations. Tomorrow, guesting, Griff will be with us. Early on, Buck will be with us. And Gator Dave from Duval County will check in on Tuesday as we get back to us. But fantastic being back in the Wilco kiosk location. Had a wonderful, fun, productive, exciting trip to the Emerald Coast. Got down there Thursday around 4 o'clock. Got back home yesterday around 2. In between, had a blast on the beach, at the restaurants, at the pool bar, at the pool. It was all so much fun. If you have not been to spring commitments, I suggest you go. The other thing is, it's not the summer session yet. School's not out. The beaches were very open. They weren't vacant. It's never vacant down there, but there was a lot of room to move around. So much fun. So I would, if you have the time and you hadn't been down there and you love college football, hanging out and everything else, and Coach Pete will make it in the future. He just at the last minute couldn't make it. That's going to wrap it up for all the good folks I got to meet down on the Emerald Coast. And we'll meet again at some point. Lashpa, y'all. Lashpa.